I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Chris Perichini, owner of Roberta's, Blanca, and Rippers, and we're getting an update on how Rippers has fared. Now, Chris, you're out at the Rockaways right now. That's the location of Rippers out there on the boardwalk, correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to drive there right now, and it's been a wild ride this morning. There's so much traffic trying to get back out that I don't even know where. I guess I'm in Mill Basin making my way to the bridge.
Okay.
But I've been out there for the last couple of days.
So, I mean, obviously with the storm, we had some advanced warning. Were you able to do anything to prepare or?
Yeah, we spent the better part of the day leading up to the storm, moving everything from, you're talking about Rippers? There was not a lot to do, really. Nothing at all, really. We were already packed up for the season. And, at my house, we just spent the day moving stuff up to the upstairs floor, all the valuables and sentimental stuff.
So when you were able to get over to Rippers after the storm, what was the scene there? What did things look like?
Well, I think of the three concession buildings for Rockaway Beach Club, Rippers fared the best. It had the most amount of beach front in front of it. And I think that all that extra beach kind of took a little bit of the steam out of the surf at the high tide and during the surge. It was still, parts of the floor have collapsed, but the building's still standing. All the concession buildings are still standing, but we definitely had less damage than on 97th and 106th. Those locations, the boardwalk completely was destroyed. There's nothing left of it. It's all down in town, and so the waves were just breaking straight into those buildings. At Rippers, the boardwalk stayed intact, and it actually broke off just on the western side of the building. So, we were a little more sheltered. But the big thing is the boardwalk, and beyond the concessions. I mean, the concessions, the buildings are still standing, and those are going to be fairly easy to rebuild, I think, compared to some of the devastation that, you know, went on in town and up in Breezy Point and Rockaway Park. And, you know, the flooding was crazy enough, but the ensuing craziness, the fires and just all of it is just, it's pretty massive. So the community is, I mean, thank God no community is more prepared for this than Rockaway, I think. It's a tough place with a lot of tough, close-knit communities. And, if anyone's got the strength to rebuild it and make it better than before, I think it's the people out there.
Sure. And do you have a sense, I mean, with the food communities in that area with regards to how people are feeding themselves, have people returned to the area? Are there any grocery stores, bodegas, restaurants, any signs of food access for folks who live in that region?
No, they need help. I mean, the water level was so high and the amount of destruction from the debris washing in is just, you can't, I mean, I wasn't in New Orleans for Katrina, but, you know, obviously I saw a lot of photographs and coverage of it, and this has a similar kind of feel to it, just utter destruction. Everything at ground level has been destroyed. So I know that most places still have running water, but I can't see power coming on out there anytime soon, and all the stores are definitely in bad shape, and the emergency response I expect will be better today in terms of getting food to people and stuff like that. But they need help for sure. Anything that anyone can do anywhere to get them food and probably some clothing will be a great thing.
Thanks so much. If you get a chance to snap a couple of pictures to send our way, it would be great. I think a visual component to really undergird some of the stuff that you shared with us would be awesome. You know, our thoughts are definitely with you and with the beach community out there in the Rockaways, and we look forward to following the progress of recovery in the weeks and months to come. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Jack.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.